breed upon her absence. There may blow no sneeping winds at home to make her say this is put forth too truly. Besides, I have stayed to tire your royalty.
We are tougher Polixenes than you can put us to it.
No longer stay.
1 7 nights longer.
Very sooth, tomorrow.
We'll part the time between us then.
And in that I'll no gainsaying.
Press me not, beseech you so. There is no tongue that moves, none in the world so soon as yours could win me. So it should now, were there necessity in your request, although 'twere needful I denied it. My affairs do even drag me homeward, which to hinder were, in your love, a whip to me. My stay to you a charge and trouble, to save both, farewell, our brother.
Tongue-tied our queen, speak you.
I had thought, sir, to have held my peace until you had drawn oaths from him not to stay. You, sir, charge him too coldly. Tell him you are sure all in Bohemia is well. This satisfaction the bygone day proclaimed. Say this to him, he's beat from his best ward.
Well said, Hermione.
To tell he longs to see his son were strong. But let him say so then, and let him go. But let him swear so, and he shall not stay. We'll thwack him hence with discharge. Yet, of your royal presence, I'll adventure the borrow of a week. When at Bohemia you take my lord, I'll give him my commission to let him there a month behind the jest prefixed for's parting. Yet, good deed, Leontes, I love thee not a jar of the clock behind what lady she her lord. You'll stay?
No, madam.
Nay, but you will.
I may not, verily.
Verily? You put me off with limber vows. But I, though you would unseek to unsphere the stars with oaths, should yet say, sir, no going. Verily, you shall not go. A lady's verily is as potent as a lord's. Will you go yet? Force me to keep you as a prisoner, not like a guest? So you shall pay your fees when you depart and save your thanks. How say you? My prisoner or my guest? By your dread, verily, one of them you shall be.
Your guest there, madam. To be your prisoner should import offending, which is for me less easy to commit than you to punish.
Not your jailer, then, but your kind hostess. Come. I'll question you of my lord's tricks and yours when you were boys. You were pretty lordings then.
We were, fair queen. Two lads that thought there was no more behind but such a day tomorrow as today, and to be boy eternal.
Was not my lord the very old wag of the two?
We were as twinned lambs that did frisk i' the sun and bleat the one at t'other. What we changed was innocence for innocence. We knew not the doctrine of ill-doing, nor dreamed that any did. Had we pursued that life, and our weak spirits ne'er been higher reared with stronger blood, we should have answered heaven boldly, not guilty, the imposition cleared, hereditary ours.
By this, we gather, you have tripped since.
Oh, my most sacred lady, temptations have since then been born to us. For in those unfledged days was my wife a girl. Your precious self had not then crossed the eyes of my young playfellow.
Grace to boot, of this make no conclusion, lest you say your queen and I are devils. Yet go on. The offences we have made you do, we'll answer. If you first sinned with us, and that with us you did continue fault, and that you slip not with but any but with us.
Is he won yet?
Oh, he'll stay, my lord.
My request he would not. Hermione, my dearest, thou never spokest to better purpose.
Never?
Never but once.
What? Have I twice said well? When was before? I prithee tell me. Crams with praise and makes as fat as tame things. One good deed, dying tongueless, slaughters a thousand waiting upon that. Our praises are our wages. You may ride us with one soft kiss a thousand furlongs, ere with spur we beat an acre. But to the goal. My last good deed was to entreat him stay. What was my first? It has an elder sister, or I mistake you. Oh, would her name were Grace. But once before I spoke to the purpose. When? Nay, let me have it, I long.
Why, that was when 3 crabbed months had soured themselves to death, ere I could make thee open thy white hand and clap thyself, my love. Then didst thou utter, I am yours forever.
'Tis Grace, indeed. Why? Lo you now, I have spoken to the purpose twice. The one, forever earned a royal husband.